Good afternoon. We're all very disappointed in yesterday's loss, without a doubt. There are some things that I take away from the game that are encouraging. But nevertheless, okay, 14-14 at the half, a really good football game. We come out, drive the ball to their 35-yard line, and then it starts. We go backwards for back to the 43-yard line, end up having to punt, second and 17, third and 17. Another time we come to the 40-yard line, to the plus 40-yard line, and we have a holding penalty, and now it's first and 20, and it backs us up to midfield again. So the point I'm trying to make, if you put those two together with their 80-yard drive and 93-yard drive, at times in which we needed a stop, we needed the touchdowns, we need touchdown, field goal, whatever, we need points. And if you put that together with their drives when we needed a stop, and also add the fact that we handed them one, yeah, they handed us one, but we handed the ball to them at a 21-14 score when they had the ball at the 27-yard line and quickly made it 28-14. So their the second half, the elements, the productivity, the when you need to do something, what I call the harmony that has to exist, in other words, all three phases help each other. Those were examples of things that didn't happen for us, and as a result, we weren't able to win the game. There were a couple of things that I was pleased with. I think there's a chance that our return game will be better once we return from the bye week. I think Beckham, who averaged 10.5 on punt returns, and Michael Cox, who had a 40-yard kickoff return, it's been a while since we've seen something of that nature. If we can capitalize on that and look towards that in terms of creating the kind of field position we need, you know, at least we forget the three wins that we had were greatly aided by field position. The takeaways, putting us in good stead, whether it be the 40-yard line to start from or whatever, but it resulted in scores. And we did have the most takeaways for a while there, and we had a lot of scores off of that. Well, yesterday you saw it again. Prince makes a nice interception, runs the ball all the way back down. We score on the first play. So those things all are indicative of perhaps something we could do, but we're not able to. We, you know, obviously gave up some passes that were touchdowns, where some outstanding throws and catches were made, whether it be to the tight end, whether it be to the receiver down the sideline. The second touchdown was not something that I was pleased with. I thought our coverage could have been much better on that one. We did have an opportunity offensively on fourth down. We made a big play that gave us a chance again to be in position to have the 21 points, which at 5 minutes to go, we kicked the ball off thinking we might be able to, you know, to get the ball back. We should have been able to. All three timeouts, it didn't work out that way. So all I'm saying is that we had our opportunities. We had our chances. We did not get it done. Dallas is playing very, very well. You got to give them credit for that. We didn't run the ball well. I was not pleased with that at all because that was something that we were going to try to accomplish going in. We didn't block the run up front very well offensively. You guys okay over there? Am I keeping you guys up, the two of you? We didn't block the run very well. We did block the pass well. We had good, clean pass protection yesterday for the most part. And that contributed to, you know, what gains we were able to make in the passing game. So there's some frustration involved, yes. There's I think, as I mentioned last night, that I thought that we played hard, that we gave good effort, that it was very, very important to us to go to Dallas and win. I thought all of those things were good. We didn't get it done from a standpoint of making the plays when they were necessary to be made. I thought Dallas made more plays than we did, and obviously they made more big plays. We did have some, but not to the extent that they had.
How do you go about winning back the line of scrimmage, which seems to have been an issue the last couple of weeks? Is it physical or are there other things involved?
Well, a lot of it is physical. A lot of it is the ability to, you know, Dallas moves, for example, from an offensive standpoint. I figure you're talking both sides. Our defense has been punched in the mouth with the run game, too, which is not pretty to see. But you're right. That has to be controlled. You've got to be able to stop the run. You've got to be able to do that. They're running the ball as number one team in the league. So, you know, you certainly were well challenged. But until that gets straightened out, then obviously we're not going to be in a position to get the wins the way we want them. And the same goes with the other side of the ball. We talk about running the ball. We are going to run the ball. We stuck with it, much to the chagrin of some. But to this extent, you have to remember, we had two fumbles yesterday, which resulted in us being minus one in the turnover ratio. We did not have an interception. We haven't had an interception in a couple of weeks, and that's been a very important part, I think, of our ability to control our game. If we can get it in control, we'll do it that way. What to do about guys who can't catch the ball, put it away, cover it up, and get it stripped, that's another issue. We've had our issues with that. But to go back to the fronts have got to play better. We've got to be more physical on both sides of the ball. We've got to do a better job of stopping the run. There were too many big runs in the game, cutback runs, things of that nature. We had one explosive run come out of there where if we'd have blocked a corner, it would have gone in the end zone, which is indicative a little bit of what we can do. However, we were prepared knowing full well that it was going to be an issue. They move their front very well. They do a really good job of that, Dallas does. We didn't block the run very well when they moved the front. We did block the pass pretty well when they moved the front.
Tom, in relation to the interceptions down, as you're talking about, you look at Eli's numbers, and really since week two when he started to come up, the passing game started to come around a little bit. He's quietly, it seems like the passing game has kind of found a rhythm. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We suffered through a couple of things there. For a couple of weeks, the tight end's contributions weren't there. Then the tragic loss of Victor Cruz, that certainly didn't help at all. That, I have to say, would have been, you know, a touchdown over in Philadelphia if Victor was healthy there. And then with Odell coming back and then being escalated right away to a major role also, there's some things that obviously we had one error in that regard yesterday. The tight end did reemerge as a weapon in the passing game, which we needed. So we've worked our way through some things with some different people, and we have to continue to do that. The thing that would be good is the opportunity maybe to have more in the nature of the big play. We have some people who can run, and maybe we can get that going as well. Oh, he has, and he's done it with poise. He's done it under control. He's helped, you know how he works with those receivers, how he has, you know, worked with Odell, for example. But he's been the link, the cog, if you will, that has allowed that part of it to get a little bit better. You know, are we there? No. There's a lot of things you'd like to see better in terms of what's happening in that regard, but he's done a really good job of managing that part of it.
He's been really cautious with the ball. Eli has a couple times yesterday. He almost spiked the ball on some screen passes that weren't there. Do you see those as successes? Are those successful plays?
Or a lot better than what happened last year in the screen game down in Dallas.
Yeah.
No, it's not being cautious if it's not there. What are you going to do? Get rid of the ball. I think he had four throwaways yesterday and three drops, and if you take some of that together, I think his numbers go up.
You're
good. No more questions? Very good. I was wondering when you were going to jump in there.
I got a whole list again.
Yeah, well, I don't have that kind of time. You know,
but the pass rush yesterday, you guys didn't seem to get a lot of pass rush. You seemed to have a lot of time. Why do you think that was?
Who did? Who had a lot of time?
It seemed like Romo had a lot of time to throw.
He did have on occasion. Yeah, I'll agree with you. We did have a couple of sacks, though.
Why do you think that wasn't? You haven't gotten much in regards to results of sacks, I think, between your linebackers and safeties. You have half a sack combined. Why do you think that is? And is that something that you need to get more out of in order to...
Well, in an ideal world, yes. But you have to understand what you're also trying to defend. You know, we felt like we were early in the game, we thought we were making some progress with a four-man rush, that we could play coverage, you know, behind that. And then there are occasions, like you said, well, wait a minute, we're not, you know, it's a pressure call, it's a pressure down, the circumstance calls for that. Let's get some people involved in the rush, you know, and the ball came out really fast. He did a nice job of that. Or they blocked it up, you know, and threw one or two receiver routes, and the timing of their play action passes, I thought, the one to Escobar was outstanding. You know, that was not only a great throw, but also because of the fact that 88 was on the other side of the field and your safety's kind of leaning that way. You know, you have to think about what you're trying to defend.
We asked you at the beginning, at the end of training camp, anybody told you that your two tight ends were combined for 8 touchdowns in 7 games. Would that have been a surprise to you? Can you talk about how they...
Well, it was always an objective. Was it something that happened relatively fast? No. You know, but let's face it, when we got all excited with our success in Washington and thought we had great balance and then disappeared a little bit, and hopefully it'll come back up again.
If you look at the standings, on one hand, you've lost 2 in a row. You look like you regressed a little bit after the three-game winning streak. And you look at the other side and say you're a game out of a playoff spot, and I guess the teams you've lost to have combined for like something like 5 losses total. I mean, you know, where is this team?
Well, we're probably somewhere between the kind of night we had at Washington and how we were yesterday. You know, I'm not going to comment on the Eagle game. But, you know, we got 9 games to play. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about this team being a lot better than you see it right now. But certainly for that to happen now, you know, you get in circumstances where you start to think you're pretty darn good on defense, and then these kind of things happen for a couple of weeks. And so, but to shore that up is really important for us, really important. And then offensively, the consistency factor, I think, relies on the ability to run the ball and then utilize all that goes with it, your play action, et cetera. So if you notice off of the action yesterday, moving the quarterback, Eli made a very, very nice throw for the touchdown to Daniel. And that had some resemblance to a run. So I think we need it.
How much of the dip in the production of the running game has to do with Rashad not being there? I mean,
oh, there's no question that's a part of it, sure. But, you know, the young man we have runs hard.
It was the second straight week for JPP against a top left tackle. How did you think his game went?
He played hard, and I thought he played well. I thought he both run and pass. He was very effective coming in from the backside on some of the runs, and his energy level was high. He had outstanding endurance in the game. So if you were to find someone that played, that gave the kind of effort you were looking for and played well, he would be certainly right at the top of the list.
You mentioned hope, obviously, that the team plays a lot better in the second half. Given all the new pieces that you had and a new offense and such, did you kind of figure at the start of this that, you know, this would be a team that you wouldn't see its best until later in the season?
I can't say that, Ralph. I'm 1 week at a time kind of a thing. I was hoping we'd be 7-0.
Where does you talk about this team being a lot better, hopefully. Is the talent there? Are you convinced the personnel is there for that to happen?
Well, yeah. You've got to maneuver some of the talent around. But, you know, I think the talent is there. We've got to get the best out of them every time we line up. There isn't any doubt about that. You can't make up for the loss of what we've of the players that have, you know, but every team has those issues.
What's the deal with John? You know, where does everything stand with him? How do you move forward? This is the second time he sort of, you know, he came back and he really hasn't been able to stay on the field very
long. Well,
you
know, those are the facts. There's nothing we can do about the facts. And he's going to...
Is there any do moving forward, though, differently?
No, he'll go back to see Dr. Anderson, I'm sure.
So is the possibility that he might have to shut it down? Is that a possibility?
That wasn't what they talked about the first time, so I would say we'll wait and see on that.
One more.
How much do you think, if Schwartz and Jennings come back after the break, how much will that help in terms of the rush?
Schwartz has got a long way to go. He's been standing on the sideline for a long time now. We're going to have to get him on the practice field extensively before that happens. You're talking about a running back coming back from an MCL. So this is not an easy thing for Rashad either. And he's well aware of that. It's his makeup that we're counting on. But, again, he's doing everything in his power. I guarantee you that.
And what about Dominique? Does he just need rest? Is that where everything stands with him now?
It's going to be a continuous kind of a thing here with the rest. Will it help him? Sure it will.
What was your thought process with using him the way he was yesterday rather than resting him?
Try to win a game. We are playing a game against a good opponent. We're going to try to take all of our firepower and win a game.
Might he need something surgery-wise in the offseason to correct that? Something that's lingering all season?
I'm not a doctor. I wouldn't tell you that. If I knew, I'd tell you, maybe.